welcome to the Audio Renaissance Tapes presentation of All Things Bright and Beautiful, written by James Herriot. Produced from master recordings provided by Chivers Press Publishers Limited. Production of this compilation supervised by Tony Hudds. And read by Christopher Timothy.
Chapter 1. As I crawled into bed and put my arm around Helen, it occurred to me, not for the first time, that there are few pleasures in this world to compare with snuggling up to a nice woman when you are half frozen. There weren't any electric blankets in the 30s, which was a pity because nobody needed the things more than country vets. It is surprising how deeply bone marrow cold a man can get when he is dragged from his bed in the small hours and made to strip off in farm buildings when his metabolism is at a low ebb. Often the worst part was coming back to bed. I often lay exhausted for over an hour, longing for sleep, but kept awake until my icy limbs and feet had thawed out. But since my marriage, such things were but a dark memory. Helen stirred in her sleep. She had got used to her husband leaving her in the night and returning like a blast from the North Pole, and instinctively moved nearer to me.